Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, the first reading is taken from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. And this is filled with wisdom. Of course, all scripture is filled with wisdom, but this particularly strikes me in light of what we've been talking about this past week. Brothers and sisters, I could not talk to you as spiritual people, but as fleshly people, as infants in Christ. I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. Indeed, you are still not able, even now, for you are still of the flesh. In other words, the flesh still controls us, and it's only by the grace of God that our life in Christ, our life in the power of the Holy Spirit, can dominate our days. Otherwise, the flesh just takes over. The flesh is selfish. The flesh is stingy. The flesh is self-seeking. And what we want to be able to say is, Lord, I want to move out of first place and put you in first place today. Lead me in my thoughts, my words, my actions. I'm just taking this beginning passage here from Paul's letter to the Corinthians and translating it into modern terms for us. Once again, I ask you, where are your priorities? Are they with him? Are you focused on him and his glory and his honor? I don't mean that you don't think about yourselves. We have to think about ourselves. There are many ways in which we have to think, but is that the end? Do I just stop with what satisfies me, or am I turning to the Lord for what truly satisfies him? Because if I bring him honor and praise and glory, I will be fulfilling the purpose for which I was created, and I will know a peace that surpasses all understanding. But it's that willingness to put myself in second place, at least second place. It's the hardest thing for us to do. I understand it. But let's see what Paul says. He says, I fed you milk, not solid food, because you were unable to take it. Indeed, you are still not able even now, for you are still of the flesh. While there is jealousy and rivalry among you, are you not of the flesh, walking according to the manner of man? Whenever someone says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos. Are you not merely men? In other words, what are you doing? You belong to God. And this is Paul himself speaking. You don't belong to me. You belong to God. Do we have the right focus? What is Apollos after all, and what is Paul? Ministers through whom you became believers, just as the Lord assigned each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. Therefore, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who causes the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. God created you for a purpose. These are my words now. God created you for a purpose. And the closer we draw to him, the more that becomes evident. The purpose of your life and the purpose of my life become more evident. Give God time every day. Please, please. Frequent the sacraments. Read his word daily. Make decisions and then live by them. And when you fail, repent and get back up on your feet and keep going. Don't ever give up. God's Spirit will conform you to the Father. Psalm 33, bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. The Lord's chosen you. You are listening to this program. There's a reason you're listening to this program. You're seeking. You're trying to understand. You're searching. You need wisdom. You need inspiration. You need help. Blessed be God. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down. He sees all mankind. From his fixed throne he beholds all who dwell on the earth, he who fashioned the heart of each, he who knows all their works. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in him our hearts rejoice, in his holy name we trust. Is that true for you? Your soul waits for the Lord. It is in him our hearts rejoice. We trust him. Does that reflect you? Even though you fall and fail, do you get back up again? Do you make the priorities of Scripture priorities for your life? The gospel is the gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 38 to 44. 38 to 44. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. And it left her so well, she got up immediately and waited on them. I love that. It's a sign of, here she is, very sick. And they didn't have in that time the kinds of medicines we have. So you just had to endure it and hope you would survive. And Jesus came and healed her immediately. But here they are, and Jesus just rebukes the fever, and look at her response. Not, oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, my. Oh, this is wonderful. Just let me rest here now and recuperate. No, she got up immediately to serve them. That's healing when you're fully healed. And that's what God wants to do with us. Not just body, but our soul. Our souls need healing. We've sinned, we've fallen short of the glory of God, we've turned away, sometimes we're angry with ourselves, we become discouraged, perhaps we become despondent. No, no, no. Just go to him and say, Lord, please forgive me. And he does, and he wipes it away. Receive the graces that come through the sacrament of reconciliation. Grace is to help you, not just to forgive you, but to help you. As Jesus said, go and sin no more. You don't have to succumb to this sin or that sin. Yes, as human beings, it takes us time to break patterns. But if you know God's grace is there with you, not only does he forgive the immediate sin, but he's with you to strengthen you and help you so that you sin less and less and less in this area or that area. It's usually a battle that takes a good 6 months to a year, but it can come, and it does come by his grace. Pay attention to all that he wants to do and all that he wants to give you. We all have to break patterns of sin, but he is with us to forgive us every step of the way when we really are intent on following him. He will give us all that we need. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them. He did not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. He didn't allow evil voices, even if they were speaking the truth. He didn't allow evil voices to have any kind of influence or persuasion. He rebuked them. He did not allow them to speak. Brothers and sisters, there are many times when we hear dissenting voices. Oh, that's not a sin. Oh, it doesn't matter. Somebody else says, yeah, it is a sin. It is a sin. And here we are in a dilemma. We're listening to both sides. What do we do? What does the Lord's word say about that? What's the Lord's word say about it? And then we want to pay attention to the people who are encouraging us to follow the Lord, to make the sacrifices, to admit to our sin, to find new life, to find the joy that comes with following Christ. Don't be so embarrassed or so discouraged because, yeah, I confess this sin, but then I just go out and do it again. It takes time to break a habit. But if you come to God every time you're tempted and say, Lord, please help me. Please help me right now. I need you. He will help you. And you'll break the patterns of sin. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, to the other towns also, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent. I've been sent to proclaim the good news of the kingdom. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Jesus came to bring you the good news. That he is right with us, that he will help us, that we are never alone, that he will counsel and direct and guide if we turn to him. And not only does God want to touch us, it doesn't stop with me. If it does, we're not hearing the full message. As God blesses me, I in turn turn to someone and extend that blessing to them. I forgive them as I have asked God to forgive me. I am merciful to others as God is merciful to me. I learn how to become kind and understanding. So many people in the world have no one to bring them kindness, compassion, and understanding. They become hard. They become bitter, many of them. You can change that by forgiving them, by opening the door. They have to accept it. But you can bring so much to others when you've opened your own heart and seen how God deals with you. Then, as Jesus said to us, go and do likewise. Magnificat magazine has a little excerpt here from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She says, our poor are great people. They give us more than we give them. They can teach us so many beautiful things. They don't need our sympathy. They don't need our pity. They need our love and compassion. We don't have to love them from our abundance. We don't have to love them from our abundance. We must love them until it hurts. Don't give to the poor what's extra from you. Oh, we could give this much to the poor. Give out of your own desires. Give out of your own even needs sometimes. That's how she put it. We don't have to love them from our abundance. We must love them until it hurts. The same way Jesus allows himself to be broken and given to us as food, we too must divide and share what we have with others. First of all, we must share with those in our homes because love starts at home, and from there charity extends to our neighbors who are right next door, then those on the same street, and then those in the city where we live. Brothers and sisters, go and do likewise. God bless you. In these times in which we live, I want to make sure that you can access my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I want to encourage you, please, to get that booklet. You can have a free copy of it by calling 1-800-282-4789 or by going to our website, renewalministries.net, and just click on bookstore. Please take the time to read it. May God bless you.